Recorded on 2 tracks.
I left my friends, I left you in heaven. Okay, so it is 9:59 a.m. in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Nice sunny afternoon, but we're going to the nightclubs here tonight on Riot on Sunset Strip. Tonight, yes, it's tonight in Italy, and it's tonight in England anyways. If you're listening out there in New York, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and here it is 10 a.m. in L.A. Right on Sunset Strip is going to be bringing you to a nightclub called Ciro's, live, actually. We've got a few live cuts from Ciro's, but also we're going to play, you know, records from the main house bands during the early 1965, last moments of the Ciro's nightclub. Of course, best known for Bob Dylan joining the Byrds on stage for an encore. And you see the picture in the back of the Mr. Tambourine Man album by the Byrds. But we're going to show things right from that environment. Groups like Love, The Rising Suns, The Leaves, The Afro Blues Quintet Plus One. Stick with us. Okay, so we're going to get the show started here with one of the most popular groups on the Sunset Strip. Played for a month in about a couple of months, actually, at the Whiskey A Go-Go in early 1966. Here's the Buffalo Springfield.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart you see. Just like
she's going to fly away. The sadness is her own. Give her something back. Can't stand it. Too much.
think I'm gonna play my guitar for a while, y'all.
Wow, those guys were Waylon. And so that was the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. And it's on this new Rhino Handmade CD. Let's see. Okay, Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band live at the Haunted House. May 18th, 1968. Yeah, so that was Pretty Waylon. And you know, these guys, well, they were going already before that under another name. So the band had been going since about 1965. And, of course, when the Watts Riots thing happened, they called themselves the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. And it was really a group from the neighborhood, too. So very, very good. And the Haunted House was a club on the corner of Hollywood and Vine. Actually, Hollywood and Vine used to be Jazz City, if I recall, before that. Back in the 40s and 50s, there was quite a bit of jazz clubs in the corner of Hollywood and Vine. Not too many people really know which they are anymore. But the Haunted House, was a cool club featured in the movie It's a Bikini World and also Girl in Gold Boots. So dig that Charles Wright Live at the Haunted House CD by Rhino Handmade. Definitely an amazing purchase. We had people asking about that. And prior to that, we heard the 10-minute version of Bluebird by Buffalo Springfield. And our chat room friend Gary Schneider informs us that somebody came to the Pasadena City College swap meet a few weeks back with the original acetate that bootleg I played came from. So, yes, the Buffalo Springfield acetates, Gold Star acetates, lurking around Los Angeles. It's good to hear those things are floating around and being visualized and seen by record fans who deserve to see this stuff. The PCC swap meet is really great, and go see Gary Schneider there. He's a real cool guy. Anyway, so, and that came from an album called Buffalo Springfield Bluebird Roots. It's a very old bootleg from about 1970 when people still cared about the Buffalo Springfield. Okay, so let's see. We got a lot of people in the chat room this morning. Let's say hi to Becky, Briscoe, Clark, Clem, Gary Schneider, Izzy, Minty, and BB. Miss Paisley, you, Solitary One, Starch. And if you're out there just listening, just come on in and be part of the chat room. Yeah, baby. So I'm going to talk a little bit about a club now called Ciro's. And today, the Ciro's Club has held some dignity as in its new incarnation as the Comedy Store. At least a lot of bad rock isn't playing there. And, you know, it's a very nice, the room still looks really nice. It's an uncompromised building this day, and I'm really happy about that. But we're going to be playing three live cuts from Ciro's, and it just shows a great part of what made the LAC so interesting and is how there was a lot of integrated groups like Love, right? But it, you know, Benny Goodman's orchestra back in the 1930s was one of the very first integrated swing bands, and that happened out here in Los Angeles at the Palomar Ballroom, corner of 3rd and Vermont. It was Gene Krupa was the drummer, Lionel Hampton was the vibraphone player, you know, Benny Goodman, of course, Mr. Evil, you know. He is, you know, that's the devil's music. Sing, sing, sing is definitely the devil's music. Anyways, I found an album from about 1960 where Benny Goodman is performing live at Ciro's. And instead of Lionel Hampton on vibraphones, he has the great Red Norvo on vibraphone, a classic 52nd Street jazz vibraphonist. And he's playing with wood vibraphones even in here into the 60s. Red Norvo was a real great, used to play at places like the Ad Lib and all these other little jazz clubs around LA. And so it was kind of interesting that he was in Benny Goodman's group in 1960 and he recorded live at Ciro's. So listen to the vibes of Red Norvo and the flute of Benny Goodman here at Ciro's.
must be. Bricks and stones may break my bones, but talk don't bother me. People talking, trying to break us up. Skin alive in my name right now. Say anything that makes me feel shame, but I never, never let you go. I wanna feel it's in my heart, baby. I've been abused right now. Been abused and I've been scorned. People talking, trying to break us up. Why don't they let us be? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but talk don't bother me. I've been abused. I said a heavy day now. I said a heavy night. Hell no. Been abused and I've been scorned. I was gone. People talking, trying to break us up. Why don't they let us be? A friction storm may break my bones, but talk don't bother me. Yes, I know. Yes, I know, baby. I take a know it too. Now every day, every night. Wow, rock and roll. You got to shake that thing.
This is a song called Watusi Jones.